Welcome, everybody, to the MGA Mediocast. This is MGA Mediocast, episode 34. It's been a long-ass time since we did an episode. We're excited to be back. My name is Straight Willie Dills, and of course, I am the co-founder of the MGA, and I'm joined by the other co-founder, El Presidente, John Lucky Kick Morley. What's up, dude?
Yeah, man, 3.4 episodes per year.
That's how we do.
Doing it.
That's right, man. That's it's very easy to do the math now. Because we're in 10 years. So everything's like, you know, just carry the one and you're good to go. And we also have with us a very special guest. And that is world number one ranked mediocre golfer, Dan Gowdy, a.k.a. Rowdy. What's up, dude?
What's up, man? Glad to be here.
We're glad to have you, man. So you currently are topping the money list and having a fantastic season. You're a member of the Reno MGA. Which is a big deal in the MGA. You guys were the chapter to dethrone San Francisco as title holders. And when was that? 2013.
2013. We were the big group. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, you guys. That was your first year, and you brought a huge group out. You guys were all in matching shirts. It was awesome. So, what's going on this season? What's happened to Smitty over there? Why are you number one these days?
You know what? That's what happens when you DQ every tournament, right?
So he's just gotten too good, huh?
Okay. Yeah. He's in a whole nother realm.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's just kind of giving us other guys a chance, you know?
Okay. He decided, he was like, you know what? I'm just going to start shooting sub-80s now. I just feel like it. I'm a world champ. I can do that, right?
That's right.
I think any of us could do that if we wanted to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's just that we just don't want to. Got
it. I prefer to have a chance at the jugs.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah, you know, I'm really upset that I have not won those yet, but I really want that trophy.
Well, so this season you've won two tournaments, correct?
Yeah, two majors.
Okay, so you won. Okay, good, majors. That's important. So you won the Bastards and the FU, and then finished seventh at the British. Oh my God.
Mm. Yeah.
That was your worst finish on the year. So what do you have against the British?
It's the pressure of the jugs, isn't it?
Yeah, the jugs.
It was the pressure of the jugs, yeah.
You just want them so bad.
They cause lower back problems, just going to warn you.
I will say this, though. The jugs are a much more coveted prize since we went to an actual trophy that looks like the Claret jug. When right. It was just two, like, big titties
your wall. Hold on, let's see how up on his history.
Okay, yeah, MGA history.
I don't remember the year Reno came in here and what the trophy situation was, but do you know what came before the current jugs?
You know what? My first year in 2013, it was the Claret jugs.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, see, there's all sorts of MGA history that a lot of people don't know about anymore. So we'll have to, okay, that's what we're here for. We'll have to school everybody. We used to tits.
Yeah, you know Billy the Bass, right?
Yes.
From the late night infomercials.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, imagine that in tit form.
Yes. Just two big titties that you just put on your wall.
And they would shake.
That's right. You know what? I did see a picture of that.
I had won that twice. And, you know, I didn't win a lot of tournaments, so I had to display my trophies, right? And so I had them on my wall. And I'll just say this. It was a good thing that I had a girlfriend because I would not have been able to meet chicks and bring them home and be like, explain why there's just...
I don't know why you would need to, man. You have animatronic tits.
That's true. The best way to do it would be to not say a word. Just be like, shh, and just push the button. Have it start singing. All right, so let's find out a little bit more about Mr. Dan Gowdy here. So where did the nickname Rowdy come from, first of all?
Softball, actually.
Better quit
14 years baseball, and then of course, you know, jobs that I've had. You know, they have softball teams that go along with them, and we all needed nicknames on our jerseys, and Rowdy just came up. Kind of stuck after a manager started calling me Rowdy. So,
well, I think it's important in the MGA to have a good nickname, right? You know,
yeah.
Like my nickname is Straight. I can't even remember how did that start.
How did Lucky Kick start?
Well, Lucky Kick. So John, you tell them about Lucky Kick.
Yeah, no, I earned that. Yeah. That was based on 12 consecutive months of slicing 70% of my golf balls into the woods and having I'd say about 80% of those come back to the middle of the fairway.
They wouldn't just kick out of the trees to like a favorable spot. They would kick directly into the middle of the fairway.
Yeah, and forward. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
never and forward. Never back either. Forward.
Yeah, like it was adding distance to your drives.
Yeah.
So John was the luckiest golfer I'd ever seen, and so we gave him that. And I think so. Everybody thinks that my nickname came from me hitting the ball straight, which is definitely not the case.
Right. No, nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
It was from the pickup artist.
Oh, that's right. There was the dude who looked like me but acted kind of effeminate. Yeah.
Yes, that guy. Yeah. And so when it was hard to, you know, telling stories, we had to be able to keep you two apart. So there
because
was
so many stories were being told about this guy. Yeah.
Overlapping stories.
Sure.
And so, yeah, we had to straighten things out. And you were straight, Willie Dills.
No pun intended.
I think you were married at the time.
Yeah. I was. Yeah. Yeah. Clearly very straight. No gay person's ever been married, by the way.
No.
Yeah. Right. That's one thing we can tell.
We will see to that. I will not let that happen.
But yeah.
Never.
Yeah, you were like, you'd tell like Tommy Slick. So I was at the bar with Willie Dills, and he's like, wait, which Willie Dills? And he'd be like, oh, straight Willie Dills. I'm like, okay, got it. Got it. All right, so, we got another guest on the MGA. Sounds
That's
like.
Right. I got the little monster knocking at the door.
Do you need to answer?
My successor, by the way.
Okay, future MGA. So, Dan, how did you discover the MGA? You were an original Reno member, correct?
Yes, it's kind of funny. It was, me and my wife went to a Cajun restaurant, and of course.
Hi.
sounds terrible.
How are you doing at your house?
What's that?
I'm doing wonderful at my house.
Yeah, doing good at my house.
Yeah. All right. So, hey, let me explain this a little quick, okay? Just real quick. All right. So we were at a Cajun restaurant, and it was J-Rob and this guy, Neil. He happens to be my wife's friend's cousin's husband. You can follow that.
Yeah, I think I know him.
Sorry about
that. You're all right. Yeah, my wife's friend's
cousin's husband.
Yes, there you go. He happened to be there, and he just happened to talk about it. And that very next weekend was a tournament. And went home that night, signed up, and joined up, and haven't missed a tournament since.
So you didn't showed up know, for like the guys who originally started it? Like, because a lot of times like it's kind of like a group of guys who are already friends will start it up together. Right. So you didn't know these guys before, you just kind of found out, okay, wow.
Yeah, that's just cool found out, signed up, and just showed up, man. And I have missed a tournament since, and just turned out to be a bunch of great guys, and I can't help but not show up.
Well, this is, I think, a common story in the MGA. The wife's friends, cousins, wait, what was it?
Husband's father-in-law.
Sure. Yeah. This is how everybody finds out about the MGA. All right. So now you find out through, you know, channels. Got it. Now, in what ways would you say the MGA has improved your life? Because we all know it has. 100% of the time, it improves people's lives.
It has given my life complete meaning now.
Yeah. I mean, before, all you had was a kid, right?
And yeah,
right.
Like your kid's ears exactly. Before saying that.
And, you know, it gives me something to look forward to every month, you know, and, you know, I just kind of keep myself busy doing whatever, you know, until the tournament comes around. And
there you go.
Yeah, that's the thing. In every man's life, in every media's life, there's basically two things. There's tournaments, and then there's non-tournament days. So much all the other days, it's like, I guess I'll go to this work thing. Be busy until the tournament. All right, so we've had Smitty on before, former world champion, Jason Smith. And I think he's talked about the Reno chapter. You guys are all, like, really, really fun guys, it seems like. Really kind of like a prototypical MGA chapter, I would say. But why don't you describe what the Reno MGA chapter is like?
NGA chapter. Wow. Well, it's a brotherhood. It is a true brotherhood that, you know, we get together, we drink together, we golf together, well, we try. And then, you know, of course, after the golf, there's more brotherhood and more drinking, and it's just a tight brotherhoodly thing.
We should put, I think that should be the new slogan for the MGA, John. The MGA, a tight brotherhoodly thing.
I already put it on site.
All right.
I was typing it as he said
it's going up on t-shirts too pretty soon.
Yeah.
John, you want to ask the next one?
Yeah. I just really want to know, are you worried about T-Money?
Am I worried about T-Money?
T-Money, yeah.
T-Money.
Who's T-Money? Dude, your closest competitor, T-Money, Matt Tellis from South OC, number two on the money list.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody knows him by T-Money.
Has he played his sixth tournament yet, or?
He's only played four tournaments.
He's only played four. Okay. So, and his record is second, first, second, first. Oh. So I think he's pretty much guaranteed second place in the next tournament.
Okay.
But actually, you may not have to worry about him too much. It looks like he's missed a few.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's why you're more worried.
Okay. and not to mention, they've already played their MGA championship.
Yeah. No, that's true.
So they only have.
That's a stupid question. I'm sorry.
Yeah. There's nothing to worry about. T-Money, yeah. Whatever. So they only have two tournaments left, right?
Yeah. Three.
So they have the douchebag and the last gasp, right? Those are the only two left.
Yeah.
Right. We have three left.
Right.
You guys have two. So you guys already played your MGA championship as well, right, Dan?
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I do have one other question, though.
Okay. Shoot.
Are you concerned at all about your MGA WC scoring average?
Yes,
this is
I
a
am.
Good question. Yeah,
99.5.
You know, the big belt, you know, is always a question on everyone's mind. You know, going into the championship with, I haven't even checked, but last tournament I had five penalty strokes against me. So, you know, that's going to be one to go to the drawing board with and try to figure out something, but.
I got some bad news.
Yeah, I think we have to break some bad news. This just in.
One more penalty strokes?
It's just in. You have six now.
Oh, God. All right. I can deal with six. I can win with an 86.
Sure. Well, see, that's when you get to, like, five or six penalty strokes. And I currently am carrying five. And, John, you have nine?
Nine.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. But the problem is at the World Championships, that happens twice, you know. So,
how many people have won the belt that had this many penalty strokes?
This many?
No. I don't think anyone's won with this many. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're winning basically with going in with zero penalties, right?
People have had a few. Yeah.
Usually a couple, but okay. But you know the system changed a little this year.
That's true.
And it's definitely
more.
Shaking things up in our chapter. I mean, we have about 13 guys still with a shot at the money title.
Yeah.
And it's just tighten things up. And, I mean, our tournament's a lot of low 80s we're winning, and now it's high 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is where it's supposed to be, really. I mean, I don't know if you guys have noticed that shakeup as well, where it's just that everyone's a little more competitive than they were before, you know?
Oh, yeah. We're getting some great guys, a lot more competition, and it's great, you know. I play actually a lot better playing with guys with some experience, so
yeah,
keeps me sharp.
Well, okay, you have kind of you've kind of rocketed up the global money list if we want to talk about that too. In 2013, you finished 60th,
right?
And 2014, 56th. So you know, what has changed in your game to make you number one this year? What have you tweaked your swing? What's going on?
You know, I was expecting this question. And
what are you taking, and where can I get some? Is what I'm asking.
Prescription glasses.
Ah,
really?
So we've got ourselves a major league kind of situation here, right? You're Charlie Sheen in major league. You were playing, you're squinting, and then finally they put some glasses on you.
and I can read the lines like no other, man, I tell you. My LASIK vision went out, and, you know, I went and got my eyes checked, got some glasses, and next thing you know, my game just came right back around, so who knew?
Wow. All right. Everybody All right, go to your eye doctor.
Yeah, and if Dan Gowdy's leading after round one, knock his glasses off, step on him.
There you go. Exactly. Break his glasses.
Sorry.
Yep. I don't know what happened. I've been drinking.
Shouldn't have said, shouldn't talked about your glasses.
Now, I subscribe to this idea as well. I've been wearing the HD glasses as seen on TV, and I actually won my Bradish a few years ago wearing those, and I finally found another pair because they're really not made very well, so they break really easily. The good news is they're only $9.99, so, you know, you replace them quickly. But I've noticed a huge swing in my game just from the vision. So everybody out there, don't take vision for granted.
That's right. That's right.
Being able to see stuff makes you better at golf.
Yeah, I'm used to playing with sunglasses, and then, you know, I don't have like transitional lenses, but I just had to kind of relearn the game of golf just wearing straight lens glasses and no shade or anything, and it's crisp. It's just crispened up my game.
Well, I could see that the scores directly reflect this because, you know, you did come in your very first tournament ever. You did shoot an 84, which is, you know, a fantastic score in the MGA. But if just looking at this year's scores, you shot an 84 twice, an 85 and an 87, and you're only like you have 190. And the only over 90 score was at the first event of the year, 94. So it definitely seems to have done something. Your scoring average is way down.
Yeah, LASIK was still good then, yeah.
All right, I think I'm going to actually, on John's recommendation, skip this last question here, which I think is a good idea. So do you want to give any shout-outs to anybody else in the Reno MGA or anybody looking forward to seeing at the World Championships this year?
Of course, yeah. I'd like to give a shout-out to Mr. Nordy, Josh Norquist, being a great chapter leader. You know, without him, I wouldn't know, you know, where to go and how much money it costs to play.
Important things for chapter leaders to impart to their
that's
players.
Right. Yeah.
Plus, who would hand you your trophies?
Yeah,
exactly.
Right? He's really good at handing you trophies. Yeah.
The rest of the MGA chapter, you know, I enjoy playing with you guys and, you know, gives me something, like I said, something to look forward to every month and get together with the boys, hang out. And
one more question. Is your kid hitting you on the head with a squeaky hammer right now?
That's actually my dog chewing on his little chew toy.
Okay. This is a real family event, the MGA MedioCast.
I've never seen that.
I should have just said yes, because that would have been funny.
Well, I'm still picturing that happening,
that's
actually.
That's what I see in my mind's eye right now.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on and talk about some MGA news that's going on. So John and myself have been busy trying to recruit a bunch of new MGA chapters here for the half season. And I think we're up to, what, like seven or so new chapters?
Yeah. No, we have a nice little rush of chapters here for the half season.
Yeah. Now, the golf.com little blurb was very helpful for sure. But a lot of these guys seem to be finding it just through like Facebook and all the old ways. So, really cool that there's a lot of excitement around the MGA during the mid season here. So, we want to announce that the Philly MGA, which is a brand new chapter, they got themselves a sponsor. So all you chapter leaders out there, go get yourself a sponsor. I think, Reno, you guys have one.
Let's see. Yeah.
Nordy's Woodshop. Yeah. You bet your ash we will. That's their slogan. But yeah, Philadelphia's gotten themselves Kavanaugh's Rittenhouse, which I don't know what that actually is. Oh, it's a dynamic sports bar in the center of Philadelphia. So there you go. John, what's the best way have you found that people have gotten sponsors for their chapters?
Owning a bar.
Sure. That's a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knowing someone who owns a bar.
Yeah. So bars seem to be
going to a bar.
Going to a bar and asking
and
someone in the bar.
Presenting them with the sponsorship template.
Yeah.
That I have made up for the chapter leaders. And just passing out at a bar, refusing to leave, saving on rent and basically writing that off as the chapter sponsorship.
Sure. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so a lot. I know a lot of chapter leaders. You know, there is some expense to getting going, and oftentimes, if you get a little bit of a sponsorship, you can take care of all that stuff, and then it's basically free for you. So, I encourage anybody out there who hasn't done so already to go get yourself a sponsor. If a chapter that just started can do it, you can definitely do it. And I don't know much about the Philadelphia chapter, John. Have they already had an event? Do you know?
I don't know either.
All right, I'm gonna look.
I think
this
so.
Up.
Let's look it up.
I'm gonna look this up. Oh, look at that. Yep, they've already had their Bradish Open at the old course. Looks like they had a nice turnout, and they're off and running. Great yep. stuff. So yeah,
and they were referred by what was that guy? Merman.
Yeah, that's right, Rick Merman. Yeah.
Rick
so
Merman.
He started his chapter just this midseason as well, and then immediately got us another chapter. So great job. Yeah, shout out to Rick Merman.
Yeah, Scranton, PA.
Right. And then another news, this was actually being asked about in the on Facebook recently, was where is the MGA Championship merch? And some of you guys have already played your MGA Championship.
Yep.
But guess what? It's here, and it's awesome. So everybody go hit up the MGAtour.com site, and I think it's the top news story right now. But this is some really, really cool stuff. And for anybody who doesn't know about this, tournament-specific merch. John, tell us a little bit about what we have going this season.
Yeah, well, the idea was that it was going to be out the month before each tournament
sure.
for pre-order, right?
Yeah.
So it was a great idea. It was a really great idea. And it hasn't really happened. It's been sort of the end of the prior month and then spilled into the month of the event. So I just want people to stop expecting that it's going to be a month before, because I'm getting some shit for that. And that's just not how it works, all right?
Yeah,
it's
it gonna works
be
when it works.
Around yeah. the time of the event, uh-huh. it's going to be cool stuff. You get it when you get it. Hope you like it. And we're figuring it all out, and next year it's going to be awesome. It's going to be on schedule. It's going to be ahead of schedule. And, yeah, America. So hope you dig the merch. I think Todd's doing a great job designing it. Todd from Long Beach is the one doing it.
He is doing a fantastic. I'm actually currently purchasing the full package right now because this is amazing. Yeah.
Full package.
I'm getting the full package, man. I want the hat that says "Face It, You Suck." But you know, I figure if I'm gonna do that, if I really want that hat, I might as well just get all the stuff, right? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Because then it's all just it's a discounted rate. So here we go. Boom, checked out. Got to put in my shipping address, and we're good to go. So it's that easy,
yeah,
everybody.
So MGA merch is up until this Sunday, and you get the discount, the pre-order discount, if you put in, hopefully you just put this in, MGA Champ. That's the discount code. So.
Oh, MGA Champ is a discount code?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good to know. Putting that in right now. Oh, look at that. Look at all that savings. Okay. I was about to pay full price. All right. So that's going to do it for MGA News. Everybody, stop giving John shit. And sorry, excuse me. Stop giving John grief. And get your stuff. Go out there and get your stuff. All right. So it is really good. Like, I've been really impressed with the just the quality of, like, the design work is amazing. Does anybody in Reno purchase? Like, I've heard that it's kind of popular with a few guys every single time. Have you noticed anybody coming out to the tournaments with the stuff, Dan?
Yeah, Josh for sure. Believe Norty. I mean, Smitty. He comes out sometimes.
Oh, nice.
And Mr. Hoffman, he's probably supporting you guys over there. he comes out stuff. Haven't. Too much myself, but I'll get on the bandwagon here soon.
Sweet. All right.
South OC, he was particularly the one giving me shit because he was trying to pre-order everything, and he was giving away a bundle at every tournament, which is awesome. But I don't know how you do that unless everyone in his chapter is the exact same size, which maybe everyone in South OC is the exact same size.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I think people are walking away with a lot of shirts that don't fit.
Well, I'm sure they can find something to do with them, right?
But it's a cool idea.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what we got to do? We got to get Flozy to get some of these designs on their stuff, man. They're,
I wonder how Flozy's doing.
I wonder how they are doing. You know, they had a great business model, I think, which was well, they, just give us a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, then, but they had to change the name.
Oh, did they?
Like, it, they changed it to Fluid in Motion, which sounds like some sort of engineering firm, right?
Yeah.
Let me see if they still have
I don't think that's nearly as good of a name. I'm just going to say that right now. I mean, I know they were a sponsor, and I shouldn't talk bad about them, but Flozy.com. I mean, that just flowed right off the, you know, it flows
Wait, no,
right off the tongue.
Fluid in Motion is a engineering firm.
Okay.
Instrumentation, safety and security. Yeah.
So Flozy may be defunct. That's too bad. Well,
yeah.
They were good people.
It was a great product.
Yeah, it was a great product. Dan, if you don't know what the Flozy was.
No, it's still out there.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It's called the Flozer now, and it is fluid. It's fluid in motion, not I-N.
Oh, fluid
in
motion.
Fluid. So it's fluid motion. And motion, I guess.
So essentially what this was like a beer cozy.
Mm-hmm. What it is.
What it is. Yeah, what it was. I'm speaking like it's deceased. It still exists. It's a beer cozy, and it has a button on the back. And when you push that button, it pierces the bottom of your beer can, allowing you to just chug the rest of your beer.
I still got mine from 2000.
Oh, they see, you know, okay, so you
yep.
know.
Yeah. He knows.
All right, so that's going to do it for MGA news, unless, John, you have any, is there any other news that I've...
Yeah, there's new products from Flozy. There's the
new
canoodle.
Products from Flozy.
Yeah, the canoodle, okay. Which is a pool noodle that your koozie can fit in the end of, it looks like.
So wait, what's their website now, Flozer?
No, it's... Fluid in motion.
Okay.
In the letter N.
Uh huh. All right. Motion. All one word.
Yeah.
.com.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Got it. Oh,
I here they are. Awesome.
Did that kid just say they love golf?
Yes. He's like I said, my successor. He's been playing since 10 months.
Oh wow. That's awesome. You gotta
be
careful.
I've been playing
though,
10 months as well.
Yeah. You got to be careful because, you know, he'll grow up and be actually good at it. And that'll be of no use to us. So.
That's right.
Just make sure you never get him glasses.
He never needs them.
Yeah.
In fact, gouge his eyes out. Gouge his eyes out.
Right? Yeah. Let's just take care
I'm
of this.
I'm sorry. Thing. That's too much. Too much. All right.
Let's talk about the MGA World Championships because that is coming, my friends. November, what are the exact dates, John?
November 13th and 14th.
November 13th and 14th. So, this is a big one. This is, you know, we're 10 years of MGA here. It's not 10 years of MGA WCs, but 10 years of MGA, and we're looking to have the biggest field ever. So if you've never been, this is the year to go for sure. And registration opens when? Kinda soon? Is that the,
as soon as people hear this.
Okay. So if you're listening to this, go to mgatour.com and you can register.
/mgatour.com/mgawc15.
Okay.
I noticed that every year we're getting bigger and bigger. Is it a like possibility that we'll have to move golf courses?
It is a possibility. Yeah. I mean, we're now using, you know, 27 holes or whatever it is, as opposed to, you know, the first year there was what, 30 guys?
Something like that, yeah. It was tiny, so tiny.
So tiny. And, it barely even mattered. Like, I don't even remember who won. Some guy. But,
I got this, like, cold chill, this evil flowing over me when you talked about it, though. I don't remember who it was, but...
Yeah, but, you know, somebody...
Chill.
I feel like I probably hate him, whoever it was.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I probably hate him. But, yeah, so we only had, like, 30 guys, and then last year... We were, what, 170? Something like that?
No, 145.
140 something. Oh, that's right.
40 something.
Yeah. And, of course, there's the videos every year now that are coming out. So, you know, it's a big deal, and everyone should really come. This year, how many are we expecting, John? How many are you hoping for?
I'm thinking 190.
190, huh?
190. Oh, and that's about the max for the layout we've got. So, yeah.
And we're going to do a similar thing to last year, correct? We're going to use the 27 holes. We're going to bring people around. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if anybody doesn't remember, it basically, you know, people get assigned a set of 18 holes out of a possible. There's 27. There's 3 9-holes on the course. And you know, by the second day, you'll be playing with other people who are contending or not, based on where you finished on the first day. So it's a fair, it's a very fair way to do it, and it worked out really well last year.
For some people.
For one guy in particular.
Rudy.
Rudy the champion, Rudy Gonzalez. Everybody
where is that
sign
guy?
Up. Yeah, what is he up
to? Where is that guy?
Yeah.
Nobody knows. I think he's in Arkansas.
Oh, is that, oh, yeah, because he's in the military, right?
Yeah.
John, I think you might need to unplug and plug back in your mic or something like that.
Oh, yeah? Wait, what if I actually point my voice at it?
No, you're just getting a little robot-y.
Okay. I'm all right, ain't got though.
Yeah, usually if you just unplug and plug it back in, it usually fixes it. Try that.
What about now?
Oh, yeah, perfect. Crystal clear. All right, so everybody make sure you go sign up. Is there anything that we need to announce about this year's MGAWCs, John?
Well, yes, there is, Willie.
Okay, I'm glad I asked.
That's a great question. Yeah. So the course that we've been so good to set records the last 2 years.
Yeah, no one's ever taken it. A crap on it or no, like left their pants in something.
All right. I get what you're saying, but
Mike.
We set the single day alcohol sales records 2 years in a row. That's got to
be. So it's really their fault that someone took a crap on it.
Fat Mike.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. By the way, that's your most mediocre
you
moment, isn't
that.
It? Yeah, can't be proven.
Nobody took a DNA swab of it except the person who took the T out of it. It's a souvenir, whoever
that's
that
right.
was. But anyway, yeah. So they. You know, they have that very nice tent where they serve us rice with glass in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they
It's a great place for chest fighting, too. I don't know if you know this, John.
Yeah.
It's a perfect venue to bump chests with other guys who you're trying to win, you know. I don't even remember what they were trying to win.
Well, don't do it with a classically trained matador.
That's a very good point.
That's the only mistake that guy made.
Yeah. He would have won if the other guy wasn't a classically trained matador.
But anyway, so yeah, they gave the tent away.
Oh my god.
We'll be there the first night.
I mean, I appreciate the charity, but... No. Oh, you mean they're letting someone else use it?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be there Friday night, and then Saturday, after the main event, we're getting on a bus. We're driving back towards our hotel.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to peel off.
Yeah.
Go to Sam's Town.
Okay.
And we will be... having a good old party in Sam's Town for a couple hours before the party of the year starts Saturday night.
So that is where the award ceremony will happen this year. Is at Sam's Town. So, I mean, you know, it's like bad news that gets softened by great news because I think we'll have a really good time at Sam's Town.
I know.
If anybody's never been there, it's awesome. That's where punk rock bowling occurs every year too, right? Or I don't even know. Are they still doing it there? You went last year.
Yeah, they use a couple different alleys.
Okay.
That's one of them.
Yeah, they got a bowling alley downstairs. So you know, any MGAers who like to bowl, there you go. But first, you're gonna have to come up and watch us award. Probably me. I think I'm gonna win this year. I'm feeling it. We got signs of gay showing up, so.
Signs of what?
Signs of game.
Signs of game.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
But I'll be fighting with Doug here, I think. I think you got a good chance, man.
Doug.
Doug? Dan.
Has
Dan
Doug been
and
on this call the whole time?
I know. We've been ignoring Doug. Why have we been ignoring Doug? I mixed Dan and Gowdy together and just made you Doug. I think I'll be competing with Dan though for sure. You got any like? Are you training hard? What's your regiment moving towards the WCs, Dan?
You upping the prescription?
Yeah.
Just keeping the lenses clean, you know.
Uh huh.
That's it. You know, I don't have time to hit the range or anything just before the tournaments.
Yeah, you don't need to.
You don't need to. If anything, the MJ has proven you don't need to. I don't think, like, has he ever gone to the range in his life?
Never.
I doubt it. Yeah.
Never. Now, I think once this, once this comes out, I think you should take this podcast to Lens Crafters or, Are there other EyeSight stores? I don't even know. Take it there.
Probably.
Get a sponsorship. Get it embroidered on your collar, PGA style.
It's Crafters. Nice.
Yeah, there you go. Or you could go the Phil Mickelson and just have the hat, the Lens Crafters hat, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be pretty sweet.
I think that'd be cool. I think number one in the world, you take that stat in, number one out of whatever it is, 1,250. I think that's something. That's got to be something. Just go to your local mall and ask for the manager. They'll know what to do.
Yeah. Can I speak to the manager of the mall?
Yeah. We've gained a couple over the last few days, huh?
Yeah, we're up to... So this is out of 1,234 people. You are number one. How does that feel, by the way?
It's nostalgic, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, I will say this. In 2010, I finished number one on the global money list, and that was a...
John, this again?
Yeah, here we go. John, it was the highlight of my life. You must understand. Nothing's ever felt the same ever again. And Dan's feeling it right now. Sorry, Doug is feeling it right now.
I am.
We speak. And I remember this feeling. Damn. You know? It feels good. It feels good, man. Yeah. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Like, try to hold on to it.
All the paparazzi. That's
that part does kind of suck. Yeah. You can't go to, like, your local coffee shop or, eatery without having to hide your face. You know?
Right.
It sucks. But
right. Yeah.
That's the price you pay, man. Being the greatest at... Being mediocre at golf.
Bigfoot.
The greatest mediocre golfer of
Bigfoot?
All time.
Bigfoot?
Daddy, right behind you.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode of the MJ MedioCast. Thanks again to Dan Rowdy Gowdy for joining us.
Yeah.
Again, the world number one right now, so everyone's looking up at him. He is, you've got the target on your back, buddy. I hope you know that.
That's a sizable lead too.
It is territory, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, you're ahead by almost the full 50 cents, right? Oh, more than 50 cents. You're up 52 cents.
How is that possible with a 7th place finish? I mean, that's terrible.
You know, that's something that only the crafty has to do at the drawing boards, you know. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy, but you know, it was a well-crafted out plan.
And if you notice too, John, he didn't even win the four, which is usually the recipe, right?
Yeah.
But you have two firsts, a third, a fourth, a second, and the seventh. So that's all top 10 finishes this season. That's amazing.
Hold on, let me add these up. I think we got a glitch in the site here.
Yeah. Wait a minute, we're bad at math. What's going on?
Tell me.
Oh, never mind. Okay, can we get the other guy on the phone?
Yeah, and you actually have 12 penalty strokes.
Can we get E Money on the phone?
Yeah.
He's the real MVP. Thanks again for joining us. And
Congratulations. I don't want to take anything away from you here. It's a special time in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You earned it.
Yep, got the mountaintop.
I don't think I've ever won the money title, that's for sure. So
it's all downhill from here.
Willie has in 2010.
I did in 2010. I don't know if you guys know about this. I could show you the trophy. It's pretty cool. I was actually, John, I was
shoot for then. I know.
Yeah, there you go.
It's going to be hard for the belt, but at least I got something else to shoot for, right?
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't win the belt, you still got to, like, I mean, you are the guy that's chasing this money list over everybody else. So,
nice.
Rooting for you. Rooting for you. We'll see you at the World Championships.
We'll be there, yes.
Yeah, you have to be there because if you don't, that counts. I don't know if you know this, but that counts.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I'm there.
Awesome. John, you got any final words before we sign off?
No, it was good talking to you, Dan. And I guess final question, did we hang out in Vegas? I don't remember.
You know what? Not so much, but let's do it this year, man.
At Metalachi? Do we hang out at Metalachi?
I showed up the next day.
Oh.
Oh, you weren't there that night. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Hoffman had a little accident, I heard.
Hey, I was trying not to bring that up, but in a roundabout way, I was hoping it got brought up.
Well, this year we'll fix that.
Is he coming back?
I believe so. Yes, awesome. He's all healed. He's good to go.
That's awesome.
Amazing. I heard that he regretted leaving after, like, when he found out there was nothing crushed. I guess that's what I heard anyways, that nothing was fractured, that he wished he'd stuck around. But
well, you gotta be careful of Metalachi shows, you know? Anyway. It's dangerous. All right, well, that's gonna do it for episode 34 of the MJ MediaCast. Once again, my name is Straight Willie Dills. We also, of course, with us, co-founder and El Presidente, John Lucky Kick Morley, and Dan Doug Rowdy Dowdy joined us today. Yeah. Thanks a lot for joining us, and we'll see you guys next time.